السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشدنا واعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد, we have now entered into the middle portion of the month of Ramadan. The hadith mentions أوسطه مغفرة. These middle 10 days are a time when we can gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if we want that forgiveness of Allah ta'ala, one of the shortcuts to gaining it is to forgive other people. When we will forgive others, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us also. One of the most telling incidents in this regard is that of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and his cousin Mistah radiallahu anhu. Mistah radiallahu anhu was a very poor relative of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would spend on him. He would financially support him. Then what happened is, when the incident of the ifk, the slander which took place, when the hypocrites had leveled certain accusations upon our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, subsequently Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses exonerating Aisha radiallahu anha. Now at that time, there were a few companions who were also involved in spreading this rumor. From amongst them was this very individual, Mistah radiallahu anhu. So when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu found out, he got extremely upset that my cousin Mistah, who I have been financially supporting all of these years, here this is how he comes back and he stabs me in the back. So he takes an oath. He said, Wallahi la unfiqu alayhi abada. I swear by Allah, I'm not going to support him anymore. I am never going to spend a penny upon him. That how could he do something like this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses correcting Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَن يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah ta'ala says that you shouldn't take such oaths. It's not befitting to take these types of oaths that you're not going to spend upon the poor, upon the destitute in society. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Rather forgive, pardon, let it go. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you? So if you want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you, the way to achieve that forgiveness is to forgive others. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard this, he said, of course I want the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala. And once again, he started spending on Mistah radiallahu anhu. He gave the expiation for his oath. And one narration even mentions that he doubled it. Whatever he was previously spending on Mistah radiallahu anhu, he started giving him double that amount. This is how he forgave and he moved on. So this is a beautiful habit for us to develop in this month of Ramadan, especially in these middle 10 days of clearing out our heart, letting things go. Anyone who has wronged us, let us forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in doing so, we will attain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic, they say, and I'll conclude with this, صاحب العفو ينام على فراشه وصاحب الانتقام يتقلب على فراشه. That individual who forgives others, lets things go, then when he retires to bed at night, he enjoys a peaceful sleep. But that individual who harbors these grudges, animosity, enmity, then when he retires to bed at night, the whole night he's tossing and turning. Tomorrow I have to contact my lawyers. Tomorrow I have to get this person. Tomorrow I have to take my revenge. And the whole night he's unable to sleep. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to forgive one another. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his divine forgiveness. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.